This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for making yourself at home.
You're listening to Access Radio Taranaki, your community voice.
Hello, hello, good morning. Here it's Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM, your voice, your choice. We are here in the studio making ourselves at home today in this beautiful Monday, 11 a.m., and it's time for Making Yourself at Home show. And we are so excited today because we have a new guest. But before introducing our guest, I would like to say hello to my colleague Clara. Hello, Clara.
¿Cómo estás? Hello, everyone. Muy bien. Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Yeah, so the show, it's for all the migrants who made themselves at home here in New Zealand, but not only. We also have speakers for all over the world and also New Zealanders who travel around the world and their story about how they make themselves at home in different places. And my name is Alina. I'm originally from Romania, and yeah, we do this show for almost 5 years. And today our guest, I'm so honored to have today Lily. Lily, she is originally from Vietnam and from the city Da Nang. Is it correct, Lily?
Yeah? Yes, Da Nang.
And Lily has called Aotearoa, or New Zealand, her home for over 21 years, with the last past 15 years spent in the heart of New Plymouth. Beautiful. Yes. And she is the proud owner of the Reef Coffee and Sushi Bar in Strandon. I'm sure everybody knows about her sushi. It's so delicious.
It's so yum.
Oh, thank you.
So yum. And it's such a nice spot there. When you're going to the beach, you know, you go on Devon Street, you turn left, and her beautiful, nice, cozy shop, it's on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the left corner, right? Yeah, on the left corner.
And Lily shares her journey of building a life in New Zealand, the special place New Plymouth holds in her heart. And she said that she found here a very nice community, and she's very proud of living in New Plymouth. So I'm so happy to hear her story today. And Clara and me, we are looking forward to know more about you.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, thank you for sharing my stories, and thank you, everyone, listening for today.
Yes.
Thank you.
So nice.
I'm really excited because I don't know much about you, Lily, apart that you are the owner of this beautiful coffee and sushi place. But it's always nice when we have a guest that, I don't know at all. Because it's discovering. So tell us a little bit about how was your journey from Vietnam to New Zealand.
Yes, so I has been finished my university in Vietnam, and I said to my mum, I really want to go to somewhere I can travel, study hospitality, something I can travel, different place, and different places. So I thought, New Zealand, quite interesting because it's not my first choice. Because I thought maybe I go to Switzerland or Europe, like France or America, popular choice.
Yes.
New Zealand, okay. But then when I heard about the kiwi, you know, I learned about kiwi doesn't have a wing and the bird, and I thought, that's really strange. Okay.
You wanted to see a kiwi.
I wanted to see the bird, no wing. Okay, maybe it can be just reason I came to New Zealand. But then... So I decided to go to Perth and study hospitality there. Mm-hmm. And then I really want to go to Switzerland after that to experience myself different countries. And yeah, but then end up I met my husband Clinton King, and we has been business partner for 11 years together. So that's really nice.
Oh wow!
That's the reason I just but. Choose New Plymouth is not my kind of choice first because a little bit small for me, and
Yeah,
and I'm only 24. Still want to have a big city.
How is the city you grew up in Vietnam? Is it a big
busy,
city?
Busy. City. It's just crazy busy when you go out and everyone's around you. So when I came to New Zealand, I went to Bay Block, and 21 years ago, the stretch, the city is not like now. So I remember the first day I went to the school, and I was just in the airport and driving back to school in Bell Block, and I called my parents straight away. I said, hey, look, Mum, I think something wrong. I might go to the wrong place or wrong plan because there's nobody around me. Maybe I'm in the jungle or something.
You thought perhaps something has happened, no? Like everyone went away or something.
I went up the jungle. It's so interesting. And my mum just like crying, like, oh my gosh, I just go to the agent and check, make sure you land in New Zealand. Because actually nobody, I'm driving from airport to the school and just like tree and forest trees and no house. So my mum just really upset, and because she thought like I has been sent to Amazon or something.
So interesting. So it was quite I imagine a cultural shock when you arrived here.
I was like, why nobody here, what's going on, you know? But then I find more sheep, like I see more daily life rather than anyone around me, so that's funny.
Because I remember the first day when we arrived here with the kids, and we wanted to explore, and we were going on the street, and there was nobody. And I was thinking, what did we do? Why did we come here? There's nobody on the street with whom the kids will play and everything. So, yeah, I really relate to that.
Yeah, it's something you notice here if you were living in a more crowded city. But I think, like, then you get used to this. And then when you go on the other side. So now when I go back to Madrid, where is where I grew up, big, very big city, lots of people everywhere. Sometimes I get overwhelmed because I am used to how the things are in New Plymouth and in New Zealand. And it's like not many people. You can always or almost always find car park.
That's interesting, isn't it? Like your mind start changing like through your journey. And maybe when you're getting older, I realize that it's actually, I don't like the busy life anymore. I'm quite like to have a quiet place and still catch up friends. And, you know, you do a lot of fun things around here with friends and families. But, and I'm really quite surprised New Plymouth have a lots of thing offer. Like you get, you very much have everything here you need to have very much, right? You're not go travel too far to go to the beach and meet your friends 5 minutes down the road and go supermarket and go to Walmart and lots of places.
Everything is closed. You meet everyone.
Absolutely.
And it's a big... it's regarding the Vietnamese community, because I know they are... I know two of the Vietnamese community.
Yeah, Thơ and May.
May, and now I know you. Is it a big community here or is just small?
I think... because I has been here from original 21 years ago, and I met few my 5-6 people Vietnamese the first time I met, and they are all of them are my best friends, very much family friends. So I'm really lucky to get to know them from beginning, and we become really close friends together. But I do know they have more people coming for something like labor or something. Not sure, but I see lots of people around here. But I just know that because I'm quite busy, so I'm just go to work, going home, do something else. I normally just don't. But we have, I believe that we have a quite good community, small community Vietnam here.
Always enjoy your dancing, all the, the migrant events.
I loved your dance. When we went to the World Heritage Day. And also like you wearing the traditional outfit, like the dress. How is it called?
Ao Dai.
Ao Dai.
It's traditional long dress, and it's so, I love to wear traditional dress everywhere when any event or just a multi-ethnic day, or just show the who I am at the person and just promote my cultures and my country. And it's really nice, cause I love see other people dress their culture too. So anytime someone do it, like, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. It's a beautiful way to honor your culture and also like, show it to other people and share it. And it's beautiful and it also looks comfortable, no? Because it's like pants and then the dress on top. Is it comfortable or no? It looks comfortable.
I have a twist in the strap.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always like traditional dresses are comfortable. They look nice for others, but I imagine for us, you know, like when we wear it, it's maybe not
as comfortable.
So you're like, and you imagine I have to wear that in high school, like high school in Vietnam, compulsory.
Really?
To wear traditional dress.
Every day,
Monday to Friday, and in the hot summer. So you imagine just how hot with the traditional dress.
And humid, no, also.
And imagine we don't have a car fancy here, you just come in, you have to biking with traditional dress.
Really?
Wow. And one time, I remember in high school, one of my friends, like, we biking together and like the long dress got caught in the bike. They ripped our... You're imagining on the street, you know.
Oh,
and that's quite funny. So all the people around, like, you know, give us blanket cover up and just walk together and buy back home, you know. It's so funny. But it's quite cool. So like all my high school and normally teacher, they will, or the office or bank, people will wear traditional dress. So quite popular there.
And it's like... how is a traditional dress? Is there any color that it's particular for Vietnam or it's different?
So high school compulsory for white dress. So everyone need to be wear white, white pant, white top, and it's quite nice uniform. But the teachers normally we have a traditional red light, but nowadays they more cap loose, little bit more so it's more comfy for us. We can wear different colors because any designs, any color match or different colors, you don't need to be same colors. I wear pink at the moment and then another light pink, or you can wear red and white pants, so whatever you feel like matching.
Oh, nice.
So that's really nice. Like you can choose different styles and colors. So it's not boring, cut one style. Yeah. You should. I should bring next time and you guys just try now.
We can try
it.
Yes, I would love to do that. That will be fun.
I would love that.
Yeah.
It's actually quite funny enough. When we went to the Topshop Award this year, and all my staff say, oh, I really want to wear traditional dress. And I say, okay, I bring whole lots of them, bring to shop and everyone choose what they like. And they wear to the Topshop Award. And they look amazing.
Wow.
So that's really cool. Yeah.
So what is that award?
A Topshop Award for every year people choose for the top finalists. And so we are in finalists, but we're not in the winner this year.
Okay, so about restaurants and
restaurant, all the caterers in Tanaki's. So lots of so we still really honored to be 150 on the finalists, and so that's really nice. So the customer will vote for us, either go to finalists and then the winner. So they're going to have a 101 egg catering. Hey, Grace. But last year we won it, so this year we should...
Congratulations.
Did you last year we won it, so that's really nice.
Congratulations.
But this year we just like, just go there, enjoy yourself, wear traditional dress, have a fun, don't worry about, you know, if we won, we won, but if we don't, that's fine. We just like have for everyone do something together.
Yeah.
Just like cups, a skill for us to go out very much too.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
And I think your shop, it's such a, you know, your small sushi bar. I didn't know so many things about it until the dipping.
The dipping.
Yeah, so it's the way I started to go there.
Yeah.
And I always liked, you know, the hospitality. You know, you are such a beautiful presence and when it's such a warm welcome when you go inside the shop and... you were so kind with everybody, you know, if I wanted hot chocolate or a cappuccino. Yeah. Or, it was so busy that time in the morning. It was 7 a.m., you know, when we did the dipping.
Yeah. We got about maybe 60 or 70 people that
day. 70 people? Yeah. Was it the fundraiser?
Yeah, fundraising for Taranaki, Taranaki Woman Refuge.
Mm-hmm.
So we did one before, and about 70 people too. So that's really nice. I'm quite surprised.
That's a huge
about 70 turnout. Around 70 people go for dip.
Yeah.
It's really cold winter, you know. So you're and really can, bright too.
Yeah, and I can tell you know, like I do dipping, you know, but I was coming second time also because of the of your shop more.
You were thinking more about the sushi and the hot chocolate.
No, we didn't know sushi, but hot chocolate.
There was no
hot
chocolate or coffee.
Hot chocolates in the winter. Perfect.
It's a good way to warm after
yeah.
a cold
yeah, day. Yeah, yeah. And winter. It's very nice how the community brought together. So everybody was bringing some, you know, cakes, and we had Francisca who was bringing bread. You know, the one who was making bread, the German
yes.
bread.
Yeah.
And other people were bringing this cheesecake.
Yeah, Maria made cheesecake, yeah.
Maria made cheesecake and the scones.
Yeah, cheese scones.
And some chicken soup, I think. Did you
make
the chicken soup?
Yeah, I made chicken soup for everyone because I thought everyone needs to get warm, so. Ooh,
yeah, warm up.
It was so amazing, yes.
So and I came to the shop at night time and I prepared chicken soup ready for the next day because the dipping in the morning.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, what are you doing there, Lily, at 9 o'clock at night time? I was like, I'm my chicken soup.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit, because what you mentioned I think was very nice, very kind. You said you were waking up at 4 o'clock, and then
no,
what
I
time do you wake up each morning?
So before any event I organize for the dipper event, because we dip at 7 o'clock, so
yeah.
I need to be there 4 or 5 o'clock if I want to prepare something like cooking soup or make sure they are ready to go
yeah.
at 7.
Mm.
And then we set up the table and clean up the place and set up all the nice everything around with the tablecloths, flowers, and just make a nice event rather than just like go there and drink coffee.
Yeah, and it's a big commitment to wake up at 4 a.m.
Yeah,
and do
so
the
quite.
Soup and do that, you know, it's a big. So
it's
yeah,
really nice thing to
that.
Do for the community, and
yeah,
I think
yeah.
you were mentioning also in your bio, or like when we arrived, that you have been involved with other fundraisers.
Yes,
with the community.
Yes, so Gabby Stylish Hop, one of my big supporter and charity I love to do. The reason he Sarah and Rowley's and families, like we has been know them for 11 years, cut
wow.
part the families now, and they are the kindest people I know, because they do a lot of charity for Gabby Stylish Hop on her daughter legacy's Gabby, but they do with a lot of from their heart and love, so you can see like they do lots of work for this community and raise money for the New Plymouth Children's Hospital. Now they extend into Christchurch and around New Zealand. For the families, you know, busy with the kids and still do the whole thing, I think it's really amazing. And another thing is they help a lot of other families and children and other people too. So it's not just like New Plymouth Children's Ward. And that's like one of the big charity I love to support, because Gabby came to my shop and we know each other, and she are an amazing, amazing girl for that age and really strong. And I really respect that. So I do lots of for her charity, and I love that. It's not work anything, just something I want to do. So it has been raised $5,540 together. From
amazing.
Selling raffle.
Yeah, that's very nice.
So this is like, you said it's a children.
Yeah, New Plymouth Children's Ward, so just for cancer.
For cancer,
and, so all money raising and just donating all the, for the New Plymouth Children's Ward. So I'm really surprised, because we target only $3,000. Without $3,000, that's a lot of money to do.
Yeah.
But then end up we managed to get 5,540 because we sell 3,000 tickets. We got 3,000 tickets, but the last lot of tickets we say we're done now, because we need to do a lot of raffles and we need to still organize lots of for events. So we actually didn't have a time. So we're sort of like, oh no, this is the last ticket, don't worry about this. We just need to scrap around, write all the name and everything, because lots of people don't write the name, so we have to rewrite it. And to do those events, Sarah has been helping me lots. And I'm really lucky, got 28 business around New Bloomers helping me for that. So without these business around, I can't make it. Just because the raffle need to be a donation from the business giver me to put on the raffle. So the raffle about, I think, 1,500 or 2,000 or something for one prize, and then 1,500 or 1,000 second prize. I can't remember, but we got four prizes, about 500, 800 or 1,000 and 1,500.
Wow, amazing.
And they'll value about $4,500, cut value the raffle, nearly 5,000. And everyone donated like all the raffle for us. And I'm really lucky, got Casey from Little Church Bay. She has been donating nearly $1,000 for accommodations.
Wow.
To make the raffle really good. So thank you, Casey, if you are listening.
Thank you, Casey.
Yeah,
thank
that's really awesome.
For your support for the community.
And she also owns the Check Charms, and she and her husband. So they are the business, Check Charm and Little Church Bay. So they all, but they have been supported. That's really good. And Legal Land from Fitzroy's, Amy, she has been donated nearly $1,000 vouchers.
Wow, amazing. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy. From Legal Land. So if you want some drink, just go to Legal Land. Some drink. They're really, really nice people. And from and also the donation were really big from Anna Robinson from Musuko Lifestyle. She sell all the candles and she sell all the perfume and she do the massage too in the Strandon Health.
Ah,
so she's really nice. So if you want massage and thing, they will be that's areas and candles.
This is the place you'll
be, right? Yeah. So she donate a lot of candle, worth lots of money. It's easy $800 from her products, and all her product like really fancy, like all the organic, all the
it's
non-toxic. It's just natural and things. So they're expensive, but they're worth it for the long-term health. That's why things. So thank you, Anna, too. If you listen, you are beautiful people. And I'm with all the business around us in Strandon and Down to Earth and Conrad, and people just come for do the raffle too. So they has been just help us a lot.
Like a big event.
Like Down to Earth and things, really nice.
Yeah,
business.
Getting together 28 businesses collaborate for a fundraiser is amazing.
Then I just love like this kind of thing. Like we can do it together. Like I'm quite amazing how much community can put a little bit together and make really big drum different for the New Bloomers Children Hospital. And you know, it's because when you see those children, your heart just gets,
it's
you know, really sad. And,
it's really sad, and it feels like you have this in your in one of your qualities, you know, to bring people together and do this kind of event.
Yeah, it looks like you are a connector in the community.
And it's really nice when you know that New Bloomers is really small, but we do have a strong community in here. And that's part of the reason I love New Bloomers and love and meet you guys, you know.
Yes,
it's amazing,
you
know.
Is it like, I was very curious about your culture. Is this something that is you do in Vietnam, like people are very welcoming and bring food and
We do. We're quite hospitality person, like you know, in here difference, but I learned for a long time, I understand the culture and I respect the culture, but I like to bring my culture in the midst too, and sometimes people thought I'm a little bit, when they don't know me, you know, first, and they thought, what's wrong with you? Why are you so generous, you know?
Yes.
But I thought, oh, just normal because...
It's normal
just,
for you.
Yeah, you're normal for me, but can be not normal for someone.
For
they
people.
Just, like, act a little bit shocked. And, but in Vietnam, it's just really funny story, you know, when we have a dinner or lunch together on the table and then the neighbour passing the street, like, hello, what are you doing? And, like... Do you want some companies for lunch? You know, just come here for lunch. And then, okay, then. And then she end up just come down, have a lunch with us. And It's funny, it's the new choice together.
So you are very like open and welcoming.
People. If we have a dinner, like, come on for dinner. You have a dinner yet? And that's why a conversation we started. Do you have a dinner yet? If you don't, just come with us, you know. It's joy with it. So we do lots of like this Vietnam and neighborhood. That's why I just can't help myself not doing that.
And it's amazing that you kept that.
Because sometimes
you know, when you're in another country, sometimes we want to be like the others, and we don't, we are not so much ourselves. But obviously, you kept a lot from your traditions.
Yeah, and I think it's really, because this is a good cup quality, so I don't mind to keep it. But it's something not really good. You know, every culture have a good and bad. You can't, it's my culture, I know it's a lot of bad things, but I don't want to mention those things, so we just keep the good thing in here. Only good thing in New Zealand, because I live in New Zealand and I like to just be part of that, and I don't want to bring anything bad from my culture to enjoy this, you know, New Zealand, because I just want to bring anything good from me and whatever I can do.
That's really good that you like want to bring what is good from your culture to New Zealand. And when you were talking about that neighbor passing through for dinner, it reminded me when I first arrived in New Zealand. I was living in Auckland and I was doing a postgraduate degree, and one of my friends that I met there, she's from Vietnam. She's living in Wellington now. So we became really good friends, and I noticed that we share that like welcoming culture and wanting to bring people to your house to share food.
Yeah.
So I was always just like looking forward to go to the house to get some food, because they were like cooking like pho, which I really like soups. So they were explaining me how you do pho, and that is like a long process, and it's like it's not something that you do quick. For me, them getting the time to cook.
Yeah.
For me, something that I was very grateful for, and I knew that they were enjoying.
Yeah.
They were enjoying me being there and like giving, like sharing the food.
Yeah.
With like, me and other friends.
I think sharing the food is something we show the love. Like I love you and I want to share for you. If I don't love you, I don't need to spend an hour cooking for you.
Yes, exactly right.
So it's just a wage cup, like the ways we say, hey, I love you, and I like to my friends, or I like to, you know, just different culture and different the way we show the love. That's why I think my dad stuck with my mum for 50 years, because she cooks so well. And he's just like, I think that's the reason I love your mum, because she's just cooking for me. And she didn't cook anything, just like boiling veggies. But he still remembers these days. Mum cooked for him. That's why he just loved her, you know. Until now, that's funny.
It's when, because Vietnam and New Zealand, obviously the cultures are very different. If we go to Vietnam, what would you recommend us to visit? I would like to go one day to Vietnam.
I would like to go, so I'm really curious to hear what you recommend.
It's funny, like, people all the way go to tourist places like Ho Chi Minh or Hanoi or Ha Long Bay, you know, lots of places. But my city has been changed so much since 5 years. And it's everywhere. I just like, it's my city pop in the tourist place, you know, because we have a like really beautiful golden sand and palm and coconut trees, like really resort everywhere. So what happened in a lot of people I met in Vietnam from New Zealand, especially from Auckland. So when I went home last year, I met those families saying, where are you from? New Zealand. Okay. And then we share what we have experienced. And I met so many New Zealand people there, and what they do, they just travel 3 months to Vietnam for this, like, winter in New Zealand and summer in Vietnam.
Like a winterscape.
Yeah, and then they live in the resort, hotel, beach, massage, nail, beauty, food, like holiday 3 months, and they escape winter here. And I thought, that's so smart, you know.
It is.
That's a good idea. I want to know that. But we will just go to my city because has been really popular. So I went home and I didn't realize what's going on anymore because all the building going up in 2-3 years, they open every street for tourists and they have so many tourist places. And yeah. I love my city because they got like Marble Mountain. When you go to the cave and they have a 200 step, you have to climb up and climb down. And you go to the Banna Hills, when you go to French building, those building in Banna Hills, and you can see the, you look like you live on the skies and go see down the all the cities. About 2,500 meters from the heights or something. That's why I look at it. It's all beautiful and cloudy, and you feel like escape from the reality, you know. Look like in the movie, you know. It's quite cool.
It's like a movie scene, right?
It's so nice, and it's really romantic and really good for couple and family. The kids will love it. They got all the... They got all the, because they build for the tourists, so it's really, they got winery, they got parent play, they got kids playing, cinema, like nothing, there's everything there. And just, you only go there for 3 days and you always feel different because you live on the sky.
Yes, And I think it's like when we've been to Bali, for example, we really like to meet the families there who are living. Is there a possibility when you go and travel and stay?
Yeah.
With a Vietnamese family or hotels?
Stay in the hotel always nice because you just have a access to the local and beach and around there. Mm-hmm. But if my friends go to Vietnam, I say, just pop over, say hello to my family there. And then my family just take them out for lunch or dinner and take them around.
Too sure
if my neighbor come to Vietnam, my city, like, oh, I test to my family and they just organize, take them out, just like experience culture around the tourist place. So, and then they become to like best friends or family too, you know, because they meet my parents, they meet all my sisters and they meet my friends sometime and they just have a good time.
Good time, right?
Yeah, just really different when you go to the tourist guide, you know, but you go to the local and think you experience more cultures. And it's really fun too for the kids, you know, jump on the bike and motorbike and go around.
So what place we could not miss? Like, what's your favorite place in Vietnam?
I love my city because I don't like the busy place. A lot of countryside actually quite amazing. Like you can just motorbike along and go to biking around. And countryside, I really like it because it's really different too. Like you see so many banana and people just grow like lifestyle different. Like they got 100 chicken around and cat and dog.
Oh, nice.
And you got banana trees and chilies. And you just feel like really humble place and really relaxing. And I always go back to my... families, grandma and granddad, and they just do for me little bed outside in the you know, front of the house.
Yeah.
And what you're hearing is all the bamboos and banana leaf and chicken around you.
Nature around.
That's so nice. Yeah. One of my favorites to go back countryside, you know.
Oh,
that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And if you, like, because New Zealand, obviously, it's different. When you arrived first here, how was, you know, besides you said that the streets were quite empty and, you know, you didn't know where the people are, is there any other cultural difference that you observe at the beginning?
Yeah, I did have a few cultural shock because the people, like, you just don't, just like... because I learn how different cultures and things. But I find New Zealand, I find it's really warm welcome. I didn't have a problem at all, actually, when I'm here. Only culture shock because my language is like, I understand different what I thought, you know. Sometimes I listen to something totally different. And
because you translate automatically, like happens to us, you know, like sometimes... I want to say something, that word exists in Romanian but doesn't exist in English, right? And it's hard to explain because it comes out as a little bit
that's
rude,
a different word,
you know,
perhaps.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So also Kiwi's accent can be difficult at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you just say something and just like, is that the right thing I say, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really cool. And but I just, when I come here, I just say, I told my homestay, hey, look, I don't like the cold chip, but I really like the hot chips. Can you get for me hot chip for dinner? I don't like cold chip. And she said, I don't think anyone sell cold chips. I said, yeah, they sell on the packet. Oh, you mean the packet chips, you know, dip chip, because I don't like cold chip.
We also say hot chips. We say chips to the ones in the packet.
Yeah, so I said, I don't like cold chips. And she's just laughing like, oh, we don't say cold chip, we just say chips, you know. And then
chips for everything.
And then she just bought for me $2 chip, and I'm so happy with my dinner. Because so tasty with the tomato sauce, and I'm so excited. That's all I like to eat, is chips, you know. But now it's like, oh, no, I'm all right. No chips.
Yeah. And it's like, because I know the language is quite challenging. Like for me, it was the same, and the culture, as you said. What about the seasons, you know? Do you have the same seasons?
No, we have a raining and sunny season. That's a two season. So sunny will be so hot, and then raining will be crazy, flooding and raining.
But it's still hot, no?
Yeah. But still quite humidity sometimes, but that's the whole season, which is only have two. Here we have you can see the four season in here, and just really, I love the cold wind water. I love the nice cold wind. You just like, you don't feel hot all the time, and you just like front of fires and have a glass of wine. And
so you have find your ways to enjoy the winter.
Yeah, I love fire. I'm quite a romantic person, so my imagination is a little bit different, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, nice fire, dinner by the fire. Or, you know, bonfire in the sea and, you know, have a glass of wine.
Sounds nice.
Yeah,
sounds
I just nice. Imagine a little way, imagine that. Yeah. But that's why I put the front of the shop with the fire. You know the fire they say on my team? And for the event, I thought, oh, they must be get really cold. So I go to went to my team. I bought the fireplace, a little turn on fire, and put in there. And now I thought, oh, maybe I'll bring back home. And then I thought, no, I might just lay in the shop. It could look really cool. And this is so funny, customer come to the front of shop and say, oh, so warm, the shop, we got a fire. I say, it's actually not real, just a fire. It's quite funny, your mentally thing is the fire, but actually you need to turn on the heater, just a heater, but the fire come up. But it's because the fire might them really, just maybe the lights or the colours or just make them warm. I feel so much warmer. Like, but actually, it's nothing.
It's not a real fire.
not the real one. Yeah, it's just turn on. That's so funny.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that's radio show. I just hopefully I talk.
But it's interesting, you know, because like for us, like when you say something like, oh, let's make the fire, and sometimes it's different understood here. You know, fire for us means like fire, but here, you know, you don't say let's make the fire, let's turn on the heater,
make the fire properly on the maybe on the fire, on the real stove, fires, right? And maybe my language, you see, like now I'm switching, and now I still I has been went to linguist study Italian and French, and what happened is when I start another two languages, my English is not there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's normal. So why are you studying Italian and French?
In linguists.
But why? Why do you decide to do that?
I met my friends in Italians in Vietnam, and he is one of the teachers, and he's just so passionate about Italian.
I see.
And he said to me, why don't you learn Italian? It's really cool, really cool. You can understand what they're talking about, pizza, and, you know, you understand more, and you can travel, and but they don't speak English much, so you have to speak Italian.
To communicate
with them. Yeah, communicate with them. So I said, okay. And he said to me, but I said to him, hey, but I'm studying French at the moment. If I study Italian, I might just not write. He said, no, you can study many languages you like. And then I said, okay, that's cool. Go back to Lingua. I asked Tinika, can I register For Italian too. Oh. Okay.
So you are a very good client, right? For Tineka, I think.
Yeah, Tineka,
she
really
loves
cool.
you. Yeah.
Tineka, can I do another one? Okay, that's cool. And then French, I'm really getting process, you know, really getting better. And then as much as I learn Italian now, I just like in the middle, like, where I am at, I'm not sure. It's just like, that's the language.
Well, but you are putting the time to learn two new languages, which
that's
is
really
awesome.
Quite fun. Yeah. Just because the lingua is actually different, because that's so fun learning there, you know. You do learning, but you're not push yourself pressure, you know. It's fun to and meet different native people and just have a different experience, culture. And I love culture, so that's why the reason I love the languages, because the cultures. And when we went to French class, my classmate would be bring glass of water, bottle of wine.
Ah, so you learn about the culture. You learn about the culture. Yeah, two languages. You learn about the culture. It's really nice.
And then we bring some cheese, and then I bring sushis, and you know, we share the different things. We have a fun. That's why I don't think it's learning. It's like a fun way to learning new languages.
New languages.
And because I think Tineka is really cool too. Like she. Really good, the owner of the language, you know, she have a lot of passion for that.
She's beautiful.
And she's really amazing. Nice person. She always supports me. So I thought, you know, it's really nice. And that's why I thought, Tineka, I don't think I learned Spanish. So I
was going to ask you, which is the next one? It's Spanish,
maybe too enough for my brain at the moment. I'm just getting older, you know.
But now you also have Clara here, so Clara can teach you also
I can teach
Spanish.
You some things in Spanish if you want to.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? I can say, gracias, mucho gracias.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Mucho
gracias. I'm has been practicing at the moment. Besamo mucho.
Besamo or besamos?
Besamo or
besamos?
Besamo mucho.
Besar is kiss for our listeners.
Yes, I think you are ready to meet some Spanish people.
Yeah.
So, and then if I decide to learn another language, it's like, Lily, what's your name? My name. Can't say anything.
So nice. And I was very curious coming back to your sushi bar.
Yeah.
Because it's called The Reef, right?
Yeah.
How did you come up with a name and...
Yeah, because Glenn loves surfing.
Okay.
And we just wanted to choose something strong for the business, like strong name. And something really strong and something really... we just like to have something just people... Because the reef is quite... When they're talking about the reef, like, they're quite challenging, you know, quite in the oceans.
Yeah, if you're surfing on this reef, it's terrible.
So that's something... I think he liked to have a quite strong name. Mm-hmm. He's really good at choosing the name. And not me choosing the name. It's, so with the kiss name or business name, he choosing the name. I have it's come up some names. Like, not sure that one.
What are the names of your children? Are they
Vietnamese? My twins boy is called Lucius and Angelo are my twins boys. They are 15, and Angelo's, and another one is Saffron. She only 13. And Glenn to Lucius, because he watched the movie, The King. He not the king, but the movie in old days, and they call Lucius really strong character. And they say, okay, I chose Lucius. And then Saffron, we're thinking called Hannah or something, but it's like, oh, Saffron, quite nice, cut flowers, and like quite expensive, and quite nice, cut nice sound. So we chose Saffron. And then another one, Angelo. I watched Home and Away, and I really like the police guys in the Angelo in the Home and Away, because he's a really good character. And he's a really nice person. I like that Angelo. So we call
that's
different
how
name.
You say it.
Yeah, we say different name and thing. But choosing the reef name is Clinton chose the reef because he loves surfing. So anytime someone come to a shop, say, like, how your surf today? And like, oh, I have to go to work, you know. It's how large I work when the surf really good.
And it's also like you are so close to East End and Fitzroy, which is like beautiful places to surf. So, it fits really well, the name,
That's
think.
That's the reason we choose
for
the business.
Location.
Yeah, because just the surf down to the end, he loves surfing. So he said to me, oh, we need to move back to New Plymouth. I think I really like that sport because near close to the surfing sport. And we didn't care what's the business like. We didn't care what's the business like. We don't care the location. We're just like after the near the beach for him to go surfing. Only the reason we moved down because the business near the beach for him to go surfing. And when we came to the business and they're like, oh my God, we didn't check what's the floor like. We didn't know what's going on. Come to shop.
Just close to the sun.
Come to shop. Like, hey, it's not the one we look at, Stripey. It's a little bit different. So the floor, we have to replace the floor, replace the window, painting whole shop back. And because it's not what we think in the training. You know, sometimes they take photo look beautiful, but
then
it's not.
It's different. Yeah.
And we're from Christchurch, and we just took that risk, and it's quite funny. So enough. But it's worked out really well, you know. It's really challenging, but it's not easy what people think. It's a lot of hard work behind for small business.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I was curious, like, how was the process of starting your business? And
It's hard work because when we came down here, we was three young kids. 2 years old, 3 years old, two, three, one, two. So it's not, it's not easy. We have a three, two twins and my daughter and we run business. It's like, what you doing, ladies? You know, it's like back of your mind, like, do you do the right thing? Because you take the risk with your whole family, move from Christchurch and just go to New Plymouth. And I said, no, that's fine. I'm sure we will work out. And I always got one thing about, I think it's really good for everyone, including me, believe in yourself. I just know that if you believe in something, you just believe in yourself. It's really strong. And sometimes just challenge throw at you so many times, and they just, you just feel like you fail, you just feel like you give up. But then those moments, they actually the turnaround. Like when the first 6 months, I just thought, oh my gosh, should I just keep going or just go, you know? Because it's so hard in the Australian era when you don't know they like sushi or not, or what do? I bought the business, I got three kids, I moved everything down here. And I'm not sure it's the right move. So your mind's always play up like, is that the right move? You spend a lot of money and what are you doing here? But then you realize that's no. So I have a journal myself still. I write down every day, kind of like what my journey.
Okay. And only about your journey with your business?
Yeah,
or in
business.
General?
Like business how my emotion involved. And when I read back, like, wow, I remember that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of emotion involved, like doubt.
So how many years have you been writing in that journal?
For the first year, it's really my journal when I write because it's involved a lot of my emotion in the business because I'm not sure what's going on and I'm not sure why I'm here. I'm not sure why I do that.
Yeah, all those
things. Is that the right
thing? We all have them, even if we don't have our own business.
And the thing is that it's the right thing to do because you got triggers, you know, and but after 6 months, 8 months we opened business, has been going really fast. So first 6 months is the 6 months I start down myself, like I said, okay, should I keep going? But then after, because people open business in summer, like in maybe you're talking about sushi, you need to open in summer.
Okay.
I open in winter. So when office, like, oh, winter, it was sushi winter. Because I chose the date in, it's my birthdays, and I chose the date, kind of commitment. It's my birthday, and I want to do it, you know, open business.
It's just like a new year.
Yeah, change over from my life and my day, my years, my born, what's my birthday is the day I remark for the business.
So when is your birthday?
21st of June.
Nice.
Spring.
So just recently.
Yeah, right? Recently.
That's
the month ago. So that's really nice. Like I decide, like I want to open something like my quite months of birthdays and a lot of connections and thing, and I just, and a lot of time is like, oh, you can do it, Lily. You can do it. Don't give up. And I keep going. And then after 8 months, things change because the summertime coming. So actually work out really good because when I open winter, I just like, oh, this doesn't work. It doesn't work. I need to adapt and change. And I got few time really slow when I don't have a many customer base because you just open business. So you just start slowly learn yourself what's the community, what people like. And then when the summer hit, you got the prepare for yourself. You got the time to prepare yourself. You can do in this way and work around then really busy and you don't prepare for that. So it's quite a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Like, how long have you been opened
now?
11 years.
Wow.
This has been a long journey.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and well I done. Just, that's why I say the community is really, really strong here. I has been got, have a lot of support from business, from local people and from my friends and families. So that's really nice.
And because I know there will be a ethnic community forum on the 31st of July.
Yeah, I'd love to go there.
Yes, and I'm sure they will discuss about businesses and how to be a migrant and open your own business. What would you recommend, if somebody wants to open their own business, what are your life lessons?
My life lesson is do what you're passionate about, so you don't... I opened business apart, but yes, business, you can earn money and you can be independent. You don't need to work for someone else. But the thing, you need to have a passion for that.
Mm.
And the thing, you need to do your old things. If you're looking things around you and just copy exactly what they do, or you need to give a feel like who you are, the person, and what can you bring to the business compared with other shop.
Mm.
And you don't compare. You look at other shop and you just don't look at people around you, what they do. You just concentrate on yourself, I think.
Mm.
Why people come to you and the reason is what do you make something special or different compared with other people is mean come from who you are, I think.
Just be yourself.
Just don't go around and see people doing and do exactly what you're doing is a fail for me.
Yeah. Finding your own value proposition.
Find your own thing. Find your own. And just, I just find a lot of people just really busy looking at other people, what they're doing, and they forget yourself who they are. Mm. And it's in the reality, very much fashion and a lot of people just copy to be same as the actors or famous person and just forget who you are.
Yeah, and you only see the outside when you do that. When you have that approach, you only see the outside from what other businesses are doing.
Yeah.
What is happening internally, you will not see. So perhaps that's confusing also if you only focus on the other people.
And just involve in community and involve helping by other people because... Remember, people support us and we support back. We can't just take and not give them back. That's why, life is short and people remember who you are and then how much. I never constrain about how much actually I might profit and how much I constrain too much about money side too much. I like everyone... Business is not just about money. We can do it in different ways, thing rather than just money. It's not the old school kind of business of money, and I don't think so. I'm quite a different version of that.
Mm.
I think just communities involved and help other business too. I always think, if I have a sushi shop and another one have a sushi shop doesn't mean we are conflict. We can be work together and just support each other. If I don't open on Saturday, Sunday, or my customer needs something specific like Japanese, ramen or something, I say, hey, look, go to Sushi Ninja because they make really nice ramen noodles and things because they are authentic. I'm just like sushi shop and I do cut different my version, but if you want some authentic, go to Sushi Ninja, they make really good food out there. So we like to support each other in a good way rather than conflict too much. And I don't think it's a good idea anyway because we want to all small business survive in this kind of hard time.
It's quite hard.
Yeah, it's a really good approach, I think.
Yeah.
It's amazing and I think you are so right. And sometimes, when you are in another country, you forget who you are because you want to please everyone and be the same the country you are in. So I think it's a great thing that you said there.
Yeah, I mean, just everyone just want to live in and just have a better life, and they want to run business, and it's not, and running a small business is not easy. Like, look, like you don't have a $200,000 for $500,000 to throw in the business. You have to do from small, and then you build up slowly, and just be yourself and just work hard. It's not easy. It's not just on the table and people go to get that, and it's not easy. People don't know what I do behind the scenes. I mean, it's not Monday to Friday job, and it's not 8 to 3. We open at 8 and close at 3. It's mean we need to be there at 6 or 6:30 or 6, and some day I got so many plates to pick up at 10. I have to be there at 5:30 in the morning to ready to get that process. And 3 o'clock, we're not closed. We have to clean up all ready for tomorrow. So 4:30, we finish. So it's long day. And Saturday, Sunday, we're not closed. We come there to clean up the shop and do a lot of checking and restock and things. So it's like full-time commitment. But I always find a way for me to do other things too. So it's not just business, because I just involve lots of things for myself, and I like to learn a lot of things, so I just squeeze little things in.
Yes.
Word.
You still have time to learn Italian and French. Spanish.
And I learn violas. And I learn, what do I learn? I start learning violas, and I start learning classical guitar.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Four things I really want to learn, Italian, French, and violas in classical guitar. Four things I really want to learn. But I'm processing it, but it's really slow.
Little by little.
And who knows, you know, the riff will transform into a beautiful classical music concert. Yeah. You can do the nice concerts outside.
I love to do that. That's why I always imagine when I'm really good at things like violas or guitar, I would just go to the market, you know, and then I just book a stylish hot flat there. That's why I would talk to Sarah and Rowley when I practice about maybe 4 or 5 songs.
Yeah.
And then we would do some charity, and then I have to play with my teachers and things, because I don't think me that stay yet. But if I combine with someone, I can just play in the market and just run fundraising for the charity, you know.
And if you need a violinist, we just had Albert on our last show, who is a violinist, and he's
amazing.
Do you know him?
Yeah, he's amazing. So he's really nice. So he has been trying to show me for you, and so, oh my gosh, you have to put earplug on if you want to me to play. Because quite disturbing if you're a musician and may just begin in playing, you know.
Oh, it's
have
normal
to start somewhere.
Yeah. So anytime, just list anyone, just musician and one hear me play, I say, I just bring myself the earplug. They're like, just put earplugs on so you don't feel your ears sore, you know. Of course, sore you. That's funny.
What is amazing. I think it's such a great conversation, and I would love to chat with you more, Lily. I think we have to book another session with you, and you maybe talk about how to have a business in New Zealand and how to
go deeper on that side.
I think it's a great subject, and I think a lot of people will like to know more about it. Thank you for all your talks, and I really enjoy the Vietnamese landscape, at the way you presented your hometown. I think it's such an amazing thing, and I also love my hometown. And if somebody will ask me, where do you want to go to Romania, I just say, just go to my hometown.
Because you know more about your hometown.
Thank
you very much for today. It's really cool. I didn't prepare anything. I didn't know what's going on, so I just come here and just whatever happened.
You don't need any preparation. It's
I never
just about
prepare
you
anything.
And
sometimes I listen again because they send me the broadcast sometime
the
back.
Podcast, yeah.
Is that my voice? Oh my gosh, why do that for? You know.
I think it's good to put yourself out there. You know, it doesn't matter how the voice is. Or
I was like, why
feel
I talk so loud?
No, it's more about your journey. It's more about sharing your experience and sharing what you think about life.
Yes, and I think it's so nice to hear your accent, because we all of us, like, you know,
Claire
and myself,
we
have an accent. And it's nice to hear your accent, because it's like real Vietnamese from you know, from Vietnam.
So. Yeah, Vietnam. It's a, they have a different accent for everyone, isn't it? But yeah, but thank you very much. It's really quite a fun morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if people want to find you, so you are at the Reef.
Yeah, right? The Reef Coffee in Sushi Bar, which is in the next to Strandon Dairies.
Yeah.
And opposite Doubtiers. I always say opposite Doubtiers because they just opened the business there. And they're really nice, really nice product there. Where I come across, and sometimes I come across for coffee there because I didn't want to make myself some coffee.
Nice.
So I go to opposite my coffee. Someone make coffee for
so
me.
So someone makes the coffee for
and
you.
And then I sit down here, have a cheese scone and coffee, and I look over the window, and Clint say, "What are you doing there while I'm working? You go there have a coffee."
Cheese scone. Supporting other businesses.
Yes.
That's quite funny.
Such a great thing.
And you open Monday to Friday?
Yeah, Monday to Friday, and we normally come to shop at before 7, so 6:30 thing or 6 o'clock. So we normally just open ready at 7 and start. So if anyone wants to have something, they just still can ask us, like, hey, can I have this at 7? And that's fine, because we're ready to go. We need to start making it. So yeah, we do making for people about 7:15.
That's really good for to know for people if they want early sushi.
Yeah, and then they can call us too any time. So if they want to, if they have to go to work at 8, they have to call us. They can.
Yes,
yeah.
And I know you do also catering for other businesses. So looking forward to that.
Yeah,
thank you so much. It's 12 o'clock, so time was passing by. So
is that what time you know I normally finish?
12.
Oh, is it gone? I didn't expect already an hour. Is that an hour?
It went super quickly. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being here with us today, Lily.
Yeah, thank you.
And enjoy your beautiful day, this beautiful day, hopefully.
Yes,
it's still sunny.
Yeah, still sunny today, hopefully. See you next Monday.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Thank you.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.